Today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa, we are joined by State Senator Rich Taylor. Rich is here to talk to us a little bit today about the school funding aid that was just passed in the Senate, and also about a couple other topics that have been working their way through the House and the Senate in Des Moines. This is part one of a two-part interview. Can you tell our listeners about the education bill, the education aid bill that was just passed in the Senate?
Well, the Senate passed over a 4% for allowable growth for the 2017-18 school year, which legally have to be done by today. So we got that done, I believe, on Monday or Tuesday. I can't remember for sure. So that we were following the law, or are following the letter of the law on that. We sent it over to the House. We haven't heard anything back from them yet. So it looks like that they're going to, well, no, it doesn't look like they're going to. It looks like they're not going to follow the law again this year.
Okay. And why do you think 4% is the right number for schools?
That's what our administrators, our superintendents, I believe I've got five school districts in my Senate district, and that's what they're saying. If we want to improve our school systems, try to get them back up to where they were 10 years ago, they need more money. They flat need more money to keep class sizes smaller, where kids show that they do better, you know, if they have more one-on-one with their teacher, you know, not necessarily one-on-one, one-on-25 instead of one-on-40. The kids do better. We can afford better, newer school books, you know. Things are changing every day, and we need to keep up with the times. And that's what our superintendents say, that, you know, if we want to grow and we want to have a more educated bunch of students, they need help.
Okay. And do you think this is a bill that can pass the House?
No. No, the House has been dead set for at least the 3 years that I've been here, that they just don't want to fund education properly. And I don't think that's going to change any this year or for the next year.
Okay. And so where do you think that school funding goes from here?
Well, I'm sure the House will eventually send us something back. I don't think they'll send it back until next year, more than likely. And it'll probably be either at 0 or 1%. And again, we will resist that and send it back, and we'll send it into a conference committee. And I guess basically a conference committee, you know, we'll go over there and we'll argue and arm wrestle and whatever we have to do and try to get them to come up, and they'll try to get us to come down.
Again, that was State Senator Rich Taylor here talking to us a little bit today about school funding in the Iowa Senate. Tomorrow we will have part two of this interview. We thank you again today for joining us on In Touch with Southeast Iowa.